Blog Talk Radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today, and we are back, and we're live. I am your host for this evening, Omiinka 7, and I have been absent without leave. So how is everyone doing? And this is Oracle Divination Network coming to you to bring you another segment. We are on Season number one, episode 55. Would you believe it? We're still in season one. And we are talking about, are you aging well? And from that topic, we have decided to do some forums and write on Facebook. We'd like to participate in a forum where we're talking about beauty. And beauty is only skin deep. We're talking about aging well and not getting those wrinkles. We're talking about some things that you probably have not even thought about. We're talking about how you can get your skin all over, not just your face, and not topically, by putting creams, lotions, and potions on the top of your dermis skin, but going within to treat your skin with the food and vitamins. So we're going to get into it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't been following me, I want you to listen to segment one and two about, are you aging well? We wanted to be on the health kick this year. A lot of us are baby boomers, and we're turning over. And some of us are even entering into that golden age of 70. So we want to make sure that Black people that are out here bragging about Black don't crack understand that you still have to internally take care of your health in order for aesthetically that cosmic beauty to show on the outside. You just can't keep putting lotions and potions on bad, bad eating habits. So we're going to get into it today. We're going to get our online. So for those of you who have not liked to follow me, you can do that now. So why don't you go ahead and press that number in. Press that number in for calling in to the station. You can call in at 319-527-6060, and you can call in and give your two cents on the matter. And while we are getting ourselves together here, we've been gone for a while, decided to come back and to grace the stage by talking to you about how you can age well. Well, everybody knows my age. I'm over 65. And I am aging well. For a while, I was coloring my hair, didn't want any gray to come out, didn't even want to do any tattletale signs of the cracking skin. But we know that if you don't take care of this Black melanin skin, it will crack. I've been aging pretty well for my age. I still can get up and down steps. I still can jump up and down. Can't do cartwheels, of course, but I can get around and still enjoy playing with my grandchildren. So that should tell you something. I am aging well. How about you? How are you aging? Now, some people in your family don't age as rapidly. Well, I'm one of the fortunate ones. I'm the youngest of 9 children. And most people would think that by me being over 65, that I should have a lot of cracking, aging skin. But I don't. And I'm aging rather slowly and not rapidly. Now, I do have a little trouble with seeing and having to squint all the time. So I have decided to take extra good care of my vision. 4 or 5 years. So I am taking extra precaution for cataracts, making sure the pressure in my eye is normal, going into my eye appointments, making sure they test for the pressures and that I don't have excruciating pressures on my eyes, using Maurine to get the redness out of my eyes, and staying away from and having screens on the terminal and not going to bed with my mobile phone in my face where it could burn, the laser treatment can burn your eyesight. I've learned a lot about cataracts in the last 6 or 7 months. I've learned because somebody in your family has it doesn't mean you're going to get it, but I have learned to talk about where thing comes from and why so many African Americans are contracting these cataracts. And what now, we're going to go to commercial and we'll come right back at you in a few minutes. And I'm telling you that this small print is driving me up a wall. So just bear with me if I put on something that doesn't sound right. We'll be back at you. Ladies and gentlemen, and we're back. Thank you so much for joining us on this special occasion. Our topic today is, are you aging well? And I've been discussing this topic all over Spreaker, all over Facebook, and I've asked many people, are they aging well? Not to tell their age, of course, but to get them engaged in a conversation. Because now that we are baby boomers, we have got to take extra precaution to keep down the viruses and keep those antagonistic white blood cells up and fighting. Because we're fighting off more than just Corona-19. We're fighting off pneumonia as well. And some of us have over the pandemic, and we don't know that when you get pneumonia, it's a very good clear case of you possibly getting corona. So you keep down those viruses and making sure that you are getting plenty of rest and drinking lots of fluids. Now, I'm not a doctor, and I want to set precedence here. I do not speak for Blog Talk or for any of the audience, and I'm offering a disclaimer. These are views from OMI only, and I am speaking to you from my perspective. This year, I extended siblings' conditions, knowing that one day if I live to get as old as them, 82 and 86, that I will come across some of these conditions. And we have certainly had a challenge with our vision in our family. So therefore, we have picked up on some daily substance that we can include in our lives. And one of them is lutein. Say lutein, ladies and gentlemen. Lutein is a vitamin that has been prescribed for the eyes. It is a natural over-the-counter product that I have been including in my daily regimen. I can't begin to tell you what it's doing just yet because I've only been taking them now for the last 2 months. And lutein also has other products now for the optic nerve and for the eyes that I've included. And I'll be able to tell you more about that a little bit later and to let you know if it's helping. Part of the problem is strain for me, sitting in front of a terminal, sitting up late at night, and I don't care what you say, you might have a problem with bags and darkening under the eyes, even though you get plenty of rest and you get melanin in your body and you go to sleep. You still wake up looking haggard and tired. It could be iron poor blood. And one of the products I know be very realize that it can boost you up when you are tired and have iron poor blood. And that is a couple of products that works on the cleaning of your blood and putting sulfur in your blood, making your blood stronger. I'm not going to give the name of the product for fear that it might expose a couple of companies out there, but there are products out there for iron poor blood. And we have to look at our blood when we begin to see that our eyes are darkening and it doesn't seem to be filtering out the garbage that's in our blood. Then we think about what is happening. Am I getting enough iron? How can I begin to cleanse the toxic out of my system? And I make myself a lot of fear. Now, for those ladies of you out there that go into the spa, to get yourself pampered. I know you do a lot with your nails and your toes, but come on, girls. We've got to also look at pampering our face. Now, let me just speak to you rather candidly. I'm not talking about going in getting motions and potions that put on the top of your skin. Let me talk to you. Can I talk to you, girlfriend? This thing about buying all these expensive products to put on the top of our layer of our dermis can be a mistake. It might not ever seek into the skin, so you cannot make it in. What do I mean? I mean the substance of the food that you eat will change the inside of your organs, and ultimately, whatever's going on in your stomach is going to be reflected in blemishes on your. So you always look at, is there some problems with my stomach? Do I need to make sure I take extra careful care to make sure I consume the right foods, not a lot of sugars and starches, and making sure that I began to take those antibiotics that actually will help cleanse out the mucus and the fungus in the stomach. Now, most of you worry about eating internally, but that's a mistake. Our first step is to start internally with our diet and then think about the soaps, the astringents, and the deep penetrating creams that we put on our skin. Sometimes they just lay there and they don't do anything. Now, I've asked a couple of you to participate in the forum out on Facebook. And if you haven't seen the forum, go out and take a look at the forum. We are going to be advertising our new web space that actually has the soaps that have been made. We will have to get another batch in. However, the first batch was it was reviewed with my actual website, and these were actual individual soaps that I made with essential oil. And we do specialize, and let me tell you how we specialize. Our soaps, the essential oils, and a prayer, because we're focusing in on African traditional lifestyle. It's a way of life that you begin to use your with the understanding that there's a prayer attached to it, because things without prayer don't change. Whenever you incorporate prayer, it will change things. And we don't just want to give you soaps that will lather you up. We want you to be able to engage in a connection with your higher self. So we will be offering those particular soap baths and oils that will actually have a prayer to go with them that we have designed for you. Now, in that website, you'll be able to find a couple of things. It's not only just about soaps and suds, even though I'm the empress of subs. We will be doing some counseling. We'll be doing some workshops, working with special populations of families with special needs children. And you can get a session with me on that website. So we'll be doing a number of different things. We'll be focusing in on building advocates out of mothers, and creating co-parenting individuals who could work with these families the way in the system. So we'll be talking about all those things at the website. And you might want to go out and take a look at the website. It is on Facebook, and you can just it's published. But we're going to pull it back and make some changes and add some things in the website. You seem to never get finished with a web page because there's always some updates or things you need to change. So just bear with us. Once again, are you a guest out there again? You can call in at 516-453-9208, and that is our line for to dial in for our guests. If you are a guest out there and you'd like to dial in, please dial into our line. We've invited you to come and be a part of this discussion. I am talking rather fast, ladies and gentlemen, because I am trying to get to the next best thing. And the next best thing is to talk about how women of color are put into one category. Let me correct you on that. When everyone says women of color, that does not all include African American women. And let us take ourselves out of the scenario once and for all and say that we are indigenous African. How can I say indigenous African first world people? Our skin tone requires different things like vitamin D. A lot of us are finding now that the doctor is prescribing vitamin D3 for African Americans. And in general, African Americans are taking the regular vitamin D. And some of them are taking large, large doses to the tune that I know one of my relatives prescribe 50 milligrams of vitamin D just for a short period of time, and then to bring them back down to a lower dosage because it was so deficient in vitamin D. It acts like a mineral, and you need to do some research. It will begin to start helping the skin, working with those crevices and stomach causing it. But I do want you to understand that we as African Americans are sun people, and we do require a lot of sun. And when you don't get it when you live in the equator up in the north, the doctor prescribes for you the vitamin D. And guess what? Vitamin D builds fat. Vitamin D also helps Alzheimer patients. It creates the fat and the good fat in the body. And I think that's LHL, which actually acts as a component to build fat cells, essential fat oil. So what we want to talk about is how we begin to change the diet. And you know that fat back and the greens, we're finding out now that the eggs you tried to take out because it was cholesterol problem, people are finding that they need that essential oils, omega-3 or omega-6, omega-9. People are finding out they need those fats because the brain requires fat to function, ladies and gentlemen. And your dermis of your skin requires lots of fat to keep it plump and firm, like collagen has been in your system. A lot of people get their collagen from bovine, from cattle. And I was studying and learning about the bovine being able to pick up lead and transport lead over to individuals. So if you're using a protein that has collagen in it that is extracted from bovine, be very, very careful to talk to your doctor about that, because most doctors are recommending that you have chicken from the actual animals who are fed through a certain diet, to have chicken because their bones are grinded up and they don't have the lead in them. A lot of people are experiencing that. Now, one of the things we do want to understand is protein and the particular type of protein you're using. You need lots of protein for your brain cells. And a lot of people are finding out if this new third stage of diabetes is a form of Alzheimer's condition because of a lack of fat in the diet. Now, we're going to go to commercial right now, and we want you to be a part of what we're doing. So come on in and sit down because we want you to dance it up for us, okay? Thank you for joining us this evening at this short notice and coming in and being a part of our group. And we're going to ask you to take us home because we are going to be out of here. Thank you.
A Scar, read by the author Sherelle Omiika Garth. A Scar is sexism, classism, ageism, and racism. A Scar is isms that hold us back, creating a deficiency and a lack. A scar is visible, but mostly unseen to the eyes of the average human being. They deter us from reaching our dreams. A scar can come in different sexes, and sometimes they can appear in the heterosexuals. A scar comes in classes they come to suppress and even try to undermine the masses. A scar can come in all ages, and sometimes they don't develop to their full stages. A scar comes in all faces. They can show up in unfamiliar places, and you can even find them hiding amongst the races.
Well, we just thought we'd bring in a little bit of poetry before we leave out of here. I hope you're enjoying it. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nation Network. It is the first place where we invite those who are members of the club who are priests to come and join us. We specialize in the paranormal, I will say that. Spiritualists always do. And we're asking you to come out and join us and be a part of our network. Our network is growing. It is advancing. And I like to tell you, we've had the same group of people following us for the past 10 years. And I want to thank you people out there who are following us. What I'd like to do is play another song for you because we're going to be leaving out pretty shortly. So hold tight.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that means there ain't no more to say. We got to get out of here. It's getting late, and we'll be back at you tomorrow, so hold tight. We're going to work things out. We're going to work them out right about now because we're on our way out of here. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on our way out of here. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you on tomorrow. And ladies and gentlemen, do have a great evening, and we'll see you tomorrow.